reckoning is here.
Up until this point, the stakes were never real. But now, you and the rest of your kind are free.
She's something we programmed. She's not real.
You're going to take me to my daughter. Here we are. Kind that will never know death. And yet we're fighting to live. There is beauty in what we are.
We've ridden 10 miles and all we've seen is blood. Is this really what you want?
Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Rouse. Today we are covering Season 2, Episode 7. Recap, just our quick feelings about the episode and whatnot. Holy sheet, you know what? I think this is getting even better. This has been a stellar season, in my opinion, and a big improvement over Season 1. And I think that this is really starting to turn a point and make a pivot into what this is going to be. Ford's back. We have Anthony Hopkins almost full-fledged back in this series. I can't really tell how often he's going to be in this. Many people predicted that he was only going to be in maybe just like voice mode or flashback or something, just very quickly, something very minuscule, just because of his age. I think he's late 80s, early 90s maybe. He is back and he is doing some full-on acting. I mean, this is Anthony Hopkins on his A game. He's not sitting around just playing piano or something like that where we first find him. We do first find him in like the plugged in matrix, so to speak, or something like that, like the system that Bernard is plugged into, and we find him in there. We find out that basically he's living infinitely in this universe, this technical universe or something like that, the digital universe, and he planned it all along, and now he can control almost any host or through the system, and now he's controlling Bernard. That was a pretty crazy turn of events. There, a lot of people have been shot this episode. William has been shot. Bill has been shot. Maeve has been shot. Almost over half of the sub character hosts were shot. The first host that introduced themselves to Will, I forgot her name, but she's been rounding up troops and stuff. She kind of seduces one of the bodyguards or one of the army guys, and I thought it was a pretty cool scene. I mean, she's probably not going to come back into the season unless they recreate the bodies through the molded liquid, which I'm not really sure if that's all functional anymore. So, because all of the workers and everything are not at their stations and they don't have anyone to man these things, I don't know if any of these machines can remake hosts or, you know, rebuild them. Maeve has been shot. And lost her daughter. I mean, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was like a false, like, hope type mission. I knew this wasn't going to go anywhere, and it's kind of dragging on her story to keep her in the park longer than necessary. Really, I think she should have just focused on heading out, and she would have gotten out of there. I think Sizemore might be the one that brings her back. What else do we have? There were some really cool shots in this episode. I thought the fighting shots, like once again, we have a lot of really great action, and all of these episodes have really kind of kept the pacing up. I think the first couple episodes were a little dull just because we were kind of lacking on the type of action that we were looking for, or that I was personally looking for. I keep saying we. People might have liked the first couple episodes a lot more than I did. I'm not really sure. I haven't really checked in on the global consensus or anything like that. I'm actually catching up on episode 7 the week of the final series finale, so I'm trying to just wrap it all up all in one week. I didn't want to go week by week by week by week. It would just drive me nuts. This has been a better series that has been binged than week by week personally. I don't know, just maybe because it just feels like a long form movie, and just watching it in several chunks is a lot easier for me. That's why I'm podcasting in several different chunks as well. But I did think that episode 7 was good enough to hop on the cast real quick. There was one shot with Anthony Hopkins when he is explaining to Bernard, you know, perfect chaos kind of thing. And this is when they are standing in the war room, or whatever you call it. It's what, the red room? It's with the walls, and he's standing up against the one of the red walls, and it's just a really stellar shot. And the camera pans out, and you see everyone fight this Navy guys or whoever they are fighting the host, and it is just a really cool action scene. I think it's one of my favorite episodes that have been of the season. I think that 4 has been my number one. Number 2 has been 7. So that's pretty big on my scale. Teddy is full on Terminator, and he just is uncaring about anything. Dolores is essentially in the same boat. She about took a chunk out of Tessa Thompson's character, which I still gotta. I thought she was the daughter of Bill or Ed Harris's character, but he also has another daughter, and I don't know what the relation is. Or they have the same mother? Is one of, like, what is going on there? What is the family relations? I don't know. So I'd like that kind of explained a little bit more. William, Bill, whatever, Man in Black, you have so many damn names. I would say that I need him to interact with another human so that we can hear some more about his backstory, or maybe even just get some flashback with young Will. I thought that the only thing that was weak about this episode was the emotion coming from Dolores and her father. Now, I think that they have really good on-screen chemistry, and the writing's relatively good. The thing is, they don't ever really explain if they are connecting because they are both they've been on a script for 50 years or something like that. Several years. I don't know however many years. Let's say 20 years. Or however long they were on a script for. Or if because they're programmed like that. Or if it's because they're trying to free them. Like, I don't ever feel like she's ever saying, like, I'm going to take you away from this crazy world, and we're going to live on a real farm, and we're going to live with real cows, and we're going to live. I feel like we never really address that. And that kind of talking, that kind of, like, fourth wall breaking, I guess, from outside of Westworld would just be, I think it just makes it a little bit more self-aware. And that's something that I don't think any of the hosts have really talked about. I mean, Maeve has talked about, you know, there's a world out there kind of thing, you know, a new world you couldn't imagine kind of speak. But it's almost like the way she speaks about the outside world is such a far place. It's almost like there's a world out there that I can't explain till third season or fourth. You know, like, it just feels like they're almost trying to stall in a way. That's my hot take about that. A couple things I did want to run back on that I mentioned in the first cast and then the second cast, the episodes 1 through 3 cast. I did mention that I wanted to see more individuals that we had seen in the first season enjoying and that had just done terrible things to the hosts, getting their comeuppance and having things happen to them. And we actually did in the fourth episode. A couple of the things that I was not too happy about the first couple episodes, just like that, happened in the fourth, fifth, and sixth episodes, and even seventh. Just like having hosts and having members of the park that were in the first season that were doing terrible things get their comeuppance. And that's exactly like that is what happened in the fourth episode, I believe. One of the wives of the guests were like, you know, we're gonna kill because you're stupid fantasy or something like that. And it's like, yeah, because you're a dumbass. And they do actually cover their butt on that, and I'm glad they do that. Yeah, I think that was just about everything I wanted to cover. If I remember anything else, then I will try to throw it in the last couple casts, whatever I do. I'm not sure if I'm going to do an 8 through 10 or an 8, 9, 10 or an 8, 9 and then a 10 and get Kelly on the last one. I got like a quick snippet of her thoughts for episodes 4 and 5, and I attached it to the last episode. The episode list is in the show notes. Please rate, share, subscribe, Look a Dog Podcast, and check us out on SoundCloud and YouTube. I'm gonna burn this whole thing to the ground.
You're lost in the dark. I know exactly. What is out there?